Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 46 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 31. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 48. Now drizzle and fog and 36 degrees. And we have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:46, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock at the top of the hour. The Glenn Beck Program on KNSS. And Steven Pinker, author of Enlightenment Now, will be one of their guests this morning on Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck Program coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. It's the Steve and Ted poll question today. Should Kansas abandon daylight saving time? No, 40%. Yes, 60%. If you'd like to be a part of the Steve and Ted poll, let's just go to our website, knssradio.com. Easy to find it. There it is. And again, the question today, should Kansas abandon daylight savings time? There has been a movement in the state legislature to, in fact, do that, to get rid of daylight saving time for this state. And there are about three or four other states that have already done it. And that makes them and would make us completely out of sync with the rest of the country. But some people think daylight saving time is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Major stock indices ended unevenly Friday after a late-day recovery erased most of the market's early losses. The burst of buying nudged the S&P 500 to its second weekly gain in a row. The S&P 500 rose 1 point, the Dow lost 63 points, and the NASDAQ added 9 points. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo warns that what he calls political pandering to critics of Amazon's proposed secondary headquarters could sink New York's biggest ever economic development deal. But opponents say they'll keep fighting a project they see as corporate welfare. The back and forth came after the Washington Post reported that Amazon is reconsidering its planned New York City headquarters because of opposition from local politicians. So Amazon, with that big plan to locate there in New York, and it might not come off if everybody keeps objecting to it. So the governor jumping in and say, hey, here's what's at stake. We could lose a big, big project. We've all noticed negative behavior in public. How about the employees of a restaurant in France? They called police when they spotted a customer licking the tops of salt shakers on the tables. The liquor was also nibbling on napkins. Apparently, Pierre couldn't wait for his escargot.
Yuck.
Gosh. Isn't that revolting? Didn't you? I wonder if somebody does that, you know, without in secret, then you can't see him doing it.
Well,
you never know.
I guess you can't pour. Can you pour salt on escargot? I mean,
oh, I don't know.
It's a snail, right? Wouldn't it just kind of dissolve?
No, I'm just thinking the guy he probably just couldn't wait to have his meal served, so he was getting a little head start. Streets of London and the United Kingdom a little safer now that Prince Philip has surrendered his driver's license. Emma Fairweather suffered a broken wrist last month when the 97-year-old royal crashed his Land Rover into a car she was a passenger in. She is happy that the prince has decided, I'm going to give up my DL. Philip's decision, which Buckingham Palace says was made after careful consideration, follows reports that he was seen driving a brand-new Land Rover without a seatbelt just 2 days after the January 17th crash.
Even if you're a prince, buckle
Even
up.
Even if you're a prince, you've got to buckle up, and you got to be aware that, you know, you could be just a little less, how can I say it? Your faculties could be a little less in response time, we'll put it that way.
That's true.
There are people who, and my brother and I went through this with my mom a couple of years ago when she just got to that point where we just didn't think she ought to be driving anymore. And there was it wasn't very pleasant for a little bit there, but we finally convinced her that somebody else could get hurt, not just her, but somebody else. And I think that swayed her, but she did all right after that. We took care of her. But a lot of people have faced that very, very, that very same decision.
It's not an easy conversation to have.
Yeah, you've got some funny, but your mother's been driving since basically the 1930s. She didn't want to quit. I'll put it that way. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A look at office vacancy rates here in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Again, good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, a new report says office vacancy rates down in Wichita. That's according to a quarterly report from NAI Martins. Class A office space finished the year with a vacancy rate of just over 13%. The going rate, $20 a square foot. Overall office space vacancy at 17%, down from 19% at the end of 2017. Retail space rent was just under $12 a square foot. Industrial, about $5 a square foot. A Chinese car maker is beginning American operations, and it has a Wichita dealer called Zoitier USA, and the company plans to begin selling their first Chinese-branded vehicles in the United States by the end of 2020. Schofield Honda signed on to be a dealer. Automotive News says Schofield will be one of 19 initial U.S. Zoitier dealers. And President Trump loves the deal that replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement. Looks like Congress maybe does not. The new trade agreement appears to be stalled in Congress. Democrats and Republicans say it doesn't have much of a chance of passing without big changes. Democrats say the deal doesn't go far enough to protect workers and the environment. Republicans say it goes too far in restricting trade. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And Bill, just a little bit more on one of your stories this morning with the Business Journal, and we're reporting it as well, and that is the Honeywell people with, 200 jobs that are...
Right, about 175 is what we understand.
Well, and we talked with the mayor, Mayor Jeff Longwell, earlier today and said, well, you know, some of those jobs could probably be those folks who just go over to Spirit or someplace like that and get a job right now.
Yeah. And if it's not Spirit, there are lots of suppliers that... Right. That need those workers as well. Well, they shouldn't have any problem.
Technically, they know what they're doing, and somebody could probably get some pretty good workers right there.
Right.
All right. So how was your weekend? Have you got everything planned for Valentine's Day?
Not really. It was a pretty slow weekend. Watched K-State basketball and KU basketball. And
you know, see gray,
took
and
it easy.
Gray and kind of crummy out, you know.
Yeah, I went to the home show, walked around.
Did you go?
There.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Well, that was good. You got something done. I celebrated. Yeah. We celebrated my granddaughter Evan's 16th birthday.
Sweet 16.
Yeah, she turned 16. So went out to dine with her and gave her a little present yesterday. So you know, got 16 years old.
Ooh,
man!
Wow.
She's going to Derby High School, and by the way, she's going to be playing at the women's fair this weekend.
Oh, neat!
A girls' night out. She writes and sings her own songs. And she plays the guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. So she'll be down there.
And that's this weekend?
That's this weekend, Friday night. Yep. All right.
Neat.
Today is National Make a Friend Day. How are you at making friends, Bill?
Well, not bad.
I think you probably do a good job. When you were a kid, what were you like, though? That's what I always like to find out.
I tried to, you know, if there was a new kid to class, I'd try to welcome them. Yeah, I was a pretty nice guy, I think.
But were you ever the new kid? I was the new kid a couple of three or four times. And I dearly did not like that.
I did not. I was always at the same place. So,
unfortunately, I made friends pretty easily. So, and some of those, a couple of those people, friends I made in the sixth grade, I still hang out with a little.
There
bit.
You go.
When
there
you get to Kansas City, you go back and ever see anybody that you grew up with like that?
Yeah, occasionally. Every once in a while, we get a chance to get together, and I'll see. Of course, Facebook is really the way to keep in touch.
It does.
You see people there, yeah.
All right. National Make a Friend Day. All right, thank you, Bill. It's 8:55. Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Gas prices remaining low across the U.S., and we've got a story on that. That's on the way at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. And we're talking about Valentine's Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.